From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Obama welcomes the Pope at the White House in Washington. Pope Francis appealed to the United States to take urgent action and help slow the pace of climate change. We get more on the speech from Jeff Custer.
In his remarks, the president told the pontiff that the excitement surrounding his visit to the U.S. was attributable not just to his position as pope, but to his unique qualities as a person. In his remarks, the pope echoed the president's words.
American Catholics are committed to building a society which is truly tolerant and inclusive.
After the ceremony, Pope Francis and President Obama held one-on-one talks in the president's office. Jeff Custer, Washington.
Burkina Faso's interim president regained control of the country Wednesday, a week after a rogue military contingent overthrew him. Interim President Michel Kafando and Prime Minister Yacouba Isaac Zida marked their return to power in an official handover ceremony in the capital, Ouagadougou. Coup leader General Gilbert Diendéré did not attend the event. European Union leaders gathered in Brussels on Wednesday for an emergency meeting to discuss the current migrant crisis. Here is British Prime Minister David Cameron.
What Europe needs more than ever is a comprehensive approach to this migration crisis. We need to do more to stabilize the countries and the regions from which these people are coming.
The EU heads of state remain split, though, on how to cope with the thousands of asylum seekers. On Tuesday, EU interior ministers adopted a country-by-country quota plan, but Slovakia, one of four countries that voted against the quota proposal, today said it would not accept any refugees and would sue to challenge the plan. This is VOA News. China is touting a new agreement to buy 300 planes from the U.S. firm Boeing. The purchase was announced during President Xi Jinping's visit to Seattle. The agreement also calls for the U.S. firm to build a plant in China. Details of that plant have not been released. An estimated 2 million Muslims from around the world climbed Mount Arafat on Wednesday, completing the high point of the annual Hajj to Mecca in Saudi Arabia. The chief Saudi cleric delivered some remarks during his annual sermon, as we hear from Edward Uranian.
In a veiled reference to the Islamic State group, Grand Mufti Abdulaziz al-Sheikh told the gathering that Islam is being torn apart by those who distort what he says is its real message. He says Islam's enemies are spreading false messages and false beliefs, and they are heretics pretending to be Muslims, but not part of the faith. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Afghanistan's government says it has undertaken serious measures to enforce the law and prevent the sexual abuse reportedly committed by local police commanders against children. A presidential statement issued Wednesday in Kabul has condemned the abuse known as bachabazi or boy play. A New York Times report this week detailed extensive rape and other sexual abuse of young boys at the hands of local police commanders and Afghan militias. It went on to allege that U.S. soldiers were ordered not to intervene in the abuse of children in order to maintain good relations with their Afghan allies. The U.S. Secretary of State says Russia's actions in Syria risk a confrontation with a coalition opposing the Islamic State group. Italy's La Stampa newspaper quoted John Kerry as saying he had conveyed to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov the U.S. concern over Russia's military support for the government of Bashar al-Assad. Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn resigned Wednesday amid a scandal in which the German carmaker admitted to having tampered with emission controls on 11 diesel vehicles. Winterkorn made a public statement taking responsibility for the irregularities detected in the diesel engines, but said he was not aware of any wrongdoing. A new public opinion poll shows that a quarter of U.S. Democrats want Vice President Joe Biden to be the party's 2016 presidential nominee. Biden has not yet announced a decision on whether he will run. The Bloomberg poll put Hillary Clinton at a support of 33%, Biden 25%, Bernie Sanders at 24%. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.